Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. Welcome to the second episode of this season. I'm excited, super excited to be here again. If you are yet to fill the questionnaire in the description box, please do so. We also have an IG page. Do well to follow us. The link is also in the description box. Last week, we spoke about God's love, and this week, we'll be talking about the greatest commandment. Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." This Bible passage is known as the Shema and was a daily prayer for the Israelites. Years after Jesus comes and during his earthly ministry, someone asks him a question. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, "Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' And Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" So this, Jesus basically references the verse in the Old Testament that we read earlier. Jesus references the text in the Old Testament that we read earlier, and then he added that you should love your neighbor as yourself. Last week, we spoke about God's love and how that it's such a beautiful thing, and we went on and on about that. If you're yet to listen, you can go back to listen to that before you listen to this, as this podcast episode. So it's a good thing to know God's love, to embrace God's love, to embrace his provision of salvation and all of that. But it doesn't stop there. Like I said last week, love places responsibility. Love demands actions. The love of God that we receive places a demand on us to reciprocate it. So God's love does not just stop at loving you and then it's fine and we sing Kumbaya. It also makes a demand of you that you love God and then love others. People can only give according to their capacities. God has an immense capacity to love, and it is with that immensity that he loves us. And so God's love is at the grade of his perfection, and there is nothing higher. His love is the highest type of love that there is. And in experiencing this love, you are made to be a person of love. So it is not possible that you experience that amount of love from God and it does not change you. It does not make you a person of love. In receiving the love of God, you become a person of love because so much love has been showered to you. And so loving others is not just a chore, as it were. Loving God is not just a chore. It is an outflowing of the love that you have received in the first place. So with loving God comes the ability to love and the demand to love. So not only is a demand above your capacity being made on you. People give according to their capacities, and so we can give love because we have been empowered by the love of God to love. Now that we have established that receiving the love of God puts a demand on us to love God and love others, what exactly does it mean to love God and to love others? To love God, there's a lot of things that the Bible says about loving God, but one that I particularly want to point out today is that Jesus said, "If you love me, you would obey my commandment." And we're talking about the great commandment, which is to love God and to love others. So we see that love and obedience are very, very intertwined and we cannot separate them. So there is a lot of admonition in the Bible to love God. And like we established last week, love is not just in the proclamation of it, but it is in the action that backs up the proclamation that has been made. So loving God is not just about waking up every day and saying, "Oh God, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, have a good day," and then that's it. Loving God means obeying His commandment. Loving God means knowing God. And how do you know God? You know God through His word and through prayers, through communicating with Him. So just as God loved you and gave His Son, you can also love God by giving Him time in prayer to Him, giving time in the word. I think that giving time in general, like regardless of what the time is used for in specific, giving time to God, to your relationship with God, is one of the most important ways to show love to God. Like, it's nothing you want to do to show love with to God that will not take your time. We as human beings get to do all that we do in time. And so if I want to show love to God, I have to like use my time. So just like He gave us Jesus, He expects that we give Him our time. And giving is very, very broad. It can be giving Him our resources, our money, our abilities. The list of what we can give to God is really, really endless and cannot be exhausted on this podcast. But the coco is that if you love God, you would obey His commandments and you would give Him time. Now, on the other hand, we have loving others. Loving your neighbor as yourself. So how do we love others? Like we said again, loving others is not just in the saying of it. It is backed up by actions. So we love others by giving to them, by showing in our actions that we love them. And there is really no formula on how to love people. The word of God is clear on certain instructions about how to love. 1 Corinthians 13 is one. And possibly next week, that would be the topic. There is no strict formula, as it were, to loving others. Loving others just means communicating God's love to them in the way and manner that they require at every point in time. 1 Corinthians is on what love is, because it is important that we take our definition of love from God's word that has commanded it in the first. I cannot love people on my own terms when God has His own terms from which He expects me to love people. So loving people boils down to giving time, because everything that we do in time. So whatever way that I am to love someone, or I can love someone, it is something that will be done in time. I can love people by praying for them, by being there for them, by showing my support. The list is really endless. And I think another important thing generally when it comes to love is that we have to understand that love is not just emotions. Love is not just in I love you that we say as a nice way to end statement. Love is a commitment. Love is not just a fickle feeling. Our emotions might be valid, but it does not have to control us. As people of love, we are people committed to loving as God's word has said to love. Loving people and loving God is not just something we do based on emotions. There are days that you will not feel like it. There are days that, you know, it will be difficult. It will not be so easy. Loving means that, you know, we make those sacrifices and we make those commitments even on the days that are not so easy for us. Loving is not just something that we do on the day that we feel lovey-dovey, and then on the days that we don't, we just, you know, ghost and do you or whatever. God's instructions are meant to be obeyed regardless of our feelings, because that is what it means to love anyways. And so as a child of God, I am a love being. I am one who is committed to loving God and loving others. And that is an identity I should hold close to myself. And I should not hold any other identity that will come in the way of me being a person of love. And so in this episode, we are talking about how receiving the love of God places a demand on us to love God and love others, and how that we can love others and how that we can love God, and that love is not circumstantial. It is a commitment that we make regardless of our emotions. There is so much more to say about love, but that will be all on the episode. I hope that you have a week filled with obeying God's commandments. Thank you for listening to another episode of Wicked Awkward Podcast. I hope that you learned it in auto and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.